Hey, Vince, now that the ink is dry and you have the new contract and everything, is there anything you're going to buy, anything you've kind of been holding out on for the new contract and now you're going to go out to the store and go get?
No, I think I got everything that I want already. Only thing that that we're going to do is closer to the time that to retirement, I'm build a home. That's it. I'm not a big flashy guy. I don't like, you know, I got my truck, but I'm just a normal dude. I mean, I don't need to go out and buy a Ferrari or a Bentley or stuff like that. Even though I love to fish, it don't make no sense to buy a boat now because I can't enjoy it. So I'm fine for now. Only thing that we're looking forward to now is, towards the end of my career is building our dream home. And that's basically it right now.
Vince, where would be the perfect location for that dream home?
Oh, Florida, of course. I already have some land down there that I'm in love with. I've been having it for 5 years now, and I can't wait to build it out there. So everything is set, except for, you know, don't make no sense to build a house now and enjoy it. So that's why I say it'll be closer to retirement time, and that's about it. But it's definitely going to be in the Sunshine State, somewhere with some good weather all the time, so I can golf and fish every day.
Vince, where in Florida is that, Vince?
I got a place in Lake Wales. It's between Orlando and Tampa. I'm 45 minutes from Tampa and 30 minutes from Orlando. So I'm in the middle of, basically in the middle of the state.
Would you consider maybe having all the writers from up here who covered you throughout your career down for a housewarming?
Yeah, of course. Of course. You guys got to get away from work.
Hey, Vince, one quick question on the deal. You're a big dude.
Yep.
Carry a lot of weight. Were there any things in here that they want to make sure that you're able to play at a particular weight throughout? Do they have any of those in there?
Yeah, I mean, I have a weight clause in my contract, but I've been having a weight clause. Basically, it wasn't in the contract, but it's a certain weight I have to meet anyways at 325 every year, which I never have a problem being at my weight then. So it's really not a big deal. Everybody, every big guy in the league that's nose tackle slash, you know, defensive lineman, that's bigger guys, all have this in their contract. So it's nothing that's in this contract that's unfair to me. I think with the contract, I think when the time presented itself, I think we both buckled down and we both worked hand in hand together to try to get this deal done, and which we did. So there's nothing in this deal that I regret, not at all. If I had to do it all over again, I would probably just do it sooner. That's the only thing, you know, that threw me for a loop is, you know, the whole 6 years and then trying to do one. But it is well worth it. I mean, I got paid good money, and that's one thing I said I wanted to, you know, be from the start. I just wanted to be played decent. I wanted to get paid fair, and I think I got paid fair. So no grudges against no one. I mean, like I said, when time presented itself, especially with the tag being when it officially came to me, and, you know, it probably was like 5 minutes before we got on the phone and started talking. I think within those 5 minutes, it was like, okay, are they going to trade me or what's going to happen now? But, you know, once we talked and found out, you know, the tag was getting put on because of trying to reach a long-term deal, I was very positive that a deal was going to get done. So by that time, I just knew it was just something in me, and my wife felt the same way, and my agent felt the same way, that a deal is going to get done. And I didn't know it was going to be this quick, but I just knew it was going to get done. And it was quick, and we got, like I say, when we had that extra time, we had a chance to sit down and go back and forth and get it knocked out. And we did, and I'm happy to be and happy to stay in New England.
Vince, do you think that this,
and I won't put this the right way. Do you think that this kind of sends a message to some of the younger guys in the team, whether it's the Mayos or the Merriweathers, that if you do your job and take care of your business, that the franchise will take care of you eventually?
Yes, I think it do. Like I say, this team, you know, goes through a lot every year with, you know, making decisions, what's best for this team and stuff like that. And I can only speak on my whole experience with this whole negotiation thing. Is yes, it was ups and downs. It was times where you were frustrated. It was times where I thought we were very close and, you know, something fell apart. It was times I thought it was going to be done earlier than it was. It was times where I thought it wasn't going to get done. I mean, it was, you have all types of mixed emotion, mixed emotions towards the whole thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they kept their word to me. They kept their word to me that they was going to get me done to a good deal, a long-term deal. So I can't speak on anyone else that was in the past. I can't speak on anybody that's coming to the future. But the only thing I can tell you is they kept it real with me. When they said they was going to do something, they did it. They did it. They said we were going to get a deal done. They did it, even though I knew at times it was like, man, are we really going to get one done? Are you serious? But they did it. So it's nothing I can say negative towards the organization about this contract. It's just, like I say, I just wished it was, you know, a little earlier, but everything's have a way of working itself out, and I'm glad it worked out the way it did. So, but going forward, guys can look at this situation, and, you know, I'm pretty sure the Patriots have been on the bullets a couple of times, not playing guys and all that, but you know, I handle my business how I handle my business, and that's what happened to me. I mean, it worked out for me, and you can only believe and you can only trust in, you know, in your circle, your camp, with the organization. That's how you got to approach it. However you approach it, that's how you have to approach it. And we always wanted to be here. We said it from day one, even if I was to hit free agency and went out and got a deal, before I would have signed that deal, I probably would have came back and see if the Patriots wanted to match that deal, if that was the thing, because I didn't want to leave. That's how it was. I didn't want to leave. And I'm glad it's done. I'm telling you, it's a lot of – now you can just focus on football now. You know, my agent did a real good job. My wife did a great job. You know, I sat back and let those two work, and I had to work sometimes. And you know, it was times where, you know, we've talked. I talked with, you know, Mr. Kraft, and we had, you know, some conversation. He was very positive with getting the deal done, and he, like I said, he stuck to his word. So I'm just happy it's all done and it works out.
Dan, are you encouraged today that you would be willing to step into there's no question you would be willing to step into what was kind of described as a leadership void. How did that decision, if you could expand on that a little bit, how did that decision come about? Was that something you saw in the locker room last year? Was that, you know, a decision you made over the last couple of weeks? How did you arrive at that decision?
Well, I'll tell you what, we, as players, I mean, we wanted to start an off-season training this. Basically, everybody have to be accountable. If you're on the field, you got to give me 100. You got to give me 100%. And only way you got to weed out the bad seeds, point blank. I mean, if you can't give me what I'm giving you on the field, I don't need you on the field with me. That's point blank. That's how you win. That's how you got to build trust. Show me that I can count on you. I have no problem if a guy not giving me that. I have no problem telling that guy that I don't need him on the field, and I have no problem going to tell Bill I don't want him on the field. That's point blank, and that's how it's going to have to work, and that's how we got to do, because at the end of the day, we on the field together. We on the field. We travel together. We play together. We camp together. We room together sometimes. We eat together. We in meetings together. I mean, sometimes we together more than we with our families. And sometimes overnight we stay at hotels together. we need to build that bond. But in that bond, you have to have some accountability. I mean, guys, we need to trust one another when we're on the field. We need to compete at a high level every play. If you tired, that's why we got guys that's backup that can come in. But it's no question that we have that there, but we got to pull it out to guys. And I think this year is going to be a huge change. And like I say, leaderships, we got a bunch of leadership on this team. A lot of guys not used to seeing young leaders because all the leaders we had was older guys like Rodney, Seymour, Brewski, Vrabel, you name it. You know, they were older guys and they're not here anymore. But now you're starting to see younger guys becoming leaders earlier because they don't take 7, 8, 9 years now to be a leader because we're such a young ball club. But guess what? These young players we have, Mayo, Merriweather, we got Biden, Ty, myself. We have guys, you still got Tom, you got Randy. You have guys, you got Light, you got Kobe. You have guys in this locker room know what it takes to win. You just got to trust it. And I think we as players and we as the leaders of this team, we have to ask more out of ourselves and we have to ask more out of our players. And point blank, I don't think it's anything coaches coach. Let the players play. You call the play, we're going to execute it. If that was the wrong play, guess what? The coaches got to bite that bullet. We roll on. Well, we can't sit back and question a call from a coach or whatever. No. Coach is going to try to put us in the best situations they can, but we got to still execute that play. So we all got to get on the same page. Like I said, let the coaches coach and the players will play, and we play at a high level. If we play at a high level, there's no telling what we'll do. It's been times where we've been on the road, won on the road. We've been in Pittsburgh before. We've been in Indy before. We've been on some tough road trips and came out with W's before. We had some heartbreaking losses also. But when we lost, what do we settle for that, or do we get back to work and regroup and try to come back the next week to do what we need to do? And I think that's the level of competition and competing, the level of trust. I think that's where we need to raise our game because we won around here for a long time. A lot of teams sat back and watched us just beat up on people. And from the last year or two, teams really wanted the playoffs because they thought we wasn't the same. So we got to do something to change that. And I think this year, it's going to have to start with the players. And I think the leaders in this locker room, we're going to have to approach each other. We're going to have to approach the team and basically let it know this is how we got to do the things if we want to be successful. And go from there. But it's no question in my mind we have the guys to do that. We definitely have the guys to do that. We got the guys to compete, but we just got to get them out of it. That's no problem. That is no problem. So just because we have to work a little extra, that's not a big deal. If guys working a little extra get us to where we need to be, I'll take that 100 times. I'll take that 100 out of 100. So I'm willing. I'm pretty sure it's guys, you know, I talked with some players and some stuff. They feel the same way. Everybody's not happy the way we ended the season last year. But you know what? Last year is last year. What we've done in the past, we've done in the past. Moving forward, this is how we got the healing. We got to be accountable for one another. When you're on the field, give me your all. If you feel you can't, you know what? Get a little break. That's fine. But we need everybody working at that tempo. And it's going to start in off-season training.
Vince, what are your impressions of the moves the team has made to retain guys on defense in Lee Bodden and Tully and yourself in the last couple of days? Is that encouraging to you?
It's very encouraging, man. I'm telling you, it's Lee first year over here last year with us, so he got a taste of, you know, he got a little bad taste of, you know, what we're all about. But Tully been around. Tully know what a championship team is all about. He's been here before. So, I mean, those two guys are definitely people that can help us. They definitely help us, and the organization felt the same way. That's why they brought them back. So it's no question. It's no question that these guys can help us. I don't know, you know, what else they're going to do in free agency or whatever it may be. I don't know. But I tell you what, every move they make is to better our football team. this is better our chances at getting done what we need to get done. So, as players, we got to trust that. You know, what we have going into the season and going into camp, that's what we have. You see people come and go all the time, but guess what? Whatever you have, you got to roll with. And you got to have faith. You got to have trust in those guys, man. And like I say, in the level of leadership and the level of consistency and the level of trust, we have to raise it because we got to start this thing off at the right way. And I'm telling you, I think we'll all get off on a good start if we can establish that level of trust from the get-go. And like I said, that's starting with competing in off-season. We work out together every day, four times a week through the off-season. A lot of guys, we golf together. A lot of guys, we fish together. Whatever you do, it's everything tied in competing. And I think that last year we just got beat sometimes of not being competitive enough, point blank. But that's going to change. Like I said, that was last year. Moving forward, this is what we have to do to be a better football team. This is how we have to play to win ball games. This is how we've got to do to be a better football team. So with that being said, I'm excited about, you know, this season. I'm excited about getting back to work with my teammates, seeing my teammates, my coaches, actually getting back to football. I'm very excited about getting back to football. The business is sold, and now it's all about football. And that's what I do best, and let me do it. Let me get back to working out, getting back to getting in shape, getting back, hitting some golf balls for now.
Vince, you talked about the whole leadership thing and everything else. Is it, I mean, are you in more of a position now than you have been in the past? Yeah. Because some of the older guys aren't there anymore, and now that your future is set and you know you're going to be here for the next 5 years, are you in more of a position to be a vocal leader than you ever have been in the past?
Even if I didn't, I'm going to have to. but I think Bill holds a lot of all of us. It's some people that lead by example. Some people are vocal leaders. You know, I was more of a, you know, I led by example. I said things when I had to say it. But you know what? Now all of us got to, we got to rise. We have to rise our level of play. If something is wrong, we have to address it. We can't let it go on. No, we have to address it and get it better. And people got to realize, we trying to get somewhere. It's nothing personal. You know, if you don't want to win, you don't need to be here. Point blank. So, you want to win, this is how we're going to have to do it. I mean, and that's you got to be a believer, and you got to go forward with it. Like I say, you might have to do a little something extra. That's fine. But by me doing something extra, or by us doing something extra, get us to the point that where we need to be, I'll do it 100 out of 100 times. Point blank.
Vince, you had mentioned you had some conversations with Robert Kraft. Is that unusual? I mean, did that surprise you? And could you just elaborate on that? How did those sort of come about, and how were those part of the whole process?
Well, I mean, it was times where I wanted to talk to him, general conversation. Sometimes it was about contracts. Sometimes it was just general conversation. And he had no problem with talking with me. He always returned my phone calls if I didn't reach him, and that's how it would go from there. I mean, our personal relationship is great. It's always been great from day one until now. It always been a good relationship between us and the crowd. So, I mean, that's just how it was. But it was just, like I was saying, it was just at times where I thought maybe I needed to talk to him directly, and I did. It wasn't nothing wrong with it. He's my owner. I talk to him if, you know, he's passing the locker room, so what difference does it make now? So a lot of times, like I say, a lot of times it wasn't even about contract. It was just about general conversation, whatever. And you know what? We handle business like that. And like I said, he told me that we was going to get a deal done. We got a deal done. And that's the only thing I asked. I mean, so from whatever everybody else had to go through with them, I could just only speak on my relationship, what I went through with them. They stuck with their guns. They told me this is what they was going to do, and they did it. It's nothing to it. It's no big secret. They kept it real with me. And hey, I appreciate that big time.
Vince, you mentioned Bianca's counsel before. How important has she been
in all this process for you, and what kind of valuable role has she played?
Well, that's my agent slash wife. So she's tough. I mean, she don't want nothing but the best for us. And you know what? I wouldn't change it for the world. I mean, it's to have a partner like that, and to have a wife that's my partner, a friend like she is, so business minded. It's probably tough on, you know, business people, because, you know, they're getting it from both ends, from agent and then, you know, now her. she's always been supportive. I mean, ever since she came into my life, she's been a huge supporter of me, football or no football. And sometimes she wish I never played football because of, you know, we could be able to live a normal life, you know, and, I thank her. I mean, like I said, what she do for me is she look out for the best of my interest, for our life. She's just always supportive with whatever I choose to do. When I'm wrong, she tell me I'm wrong. Now that's one thing. She's just not one of the ones just sit and agree with me because she my husband, because I'm her husband. No, if I'm wrong, she gonna tell me I'm wrong, and she makes it. Hey, you're wrong. And, you know, I respect that, you know, and but she means a lot to me, from a wife and from a business partner. She's a very smart young lady, and I'm happy to have, you know, such a special person in my life like her.
You have a newborn too, Vince, is that right?
I got a boy, yeah. 7 months now.
Boy, girl?
Boy, his name is Dream Angel Wilford. David Dream Angel Wilford.
David? Is that one word, Dream Angel?
Yep.
And is that your first kid, Vince?
No, I have three. Oh, I have a 12-year-old son, a 7-year-old daughter, and a 7-month-old boy.
Oh, boy. And not to get too melodramatic, but you went through some significant tragedies earlier this decade when you were at Miami. Just in retrospect, I know how important your parents have been to you, or were to you, and still are, I'm sure. How... do you reflect on those life experiences when you go through what you've gone through in the past few weeks, past few years, and what you've accomplished?
It's not a day that don't go by that I don't think about my parents. You know, a lot of people know about my parents. A lot of people don't know about them. But, you know, I lost my father when I was 20, June 5th. A day before my mother's birthday, and I lost my mother December 16th when I turned 21 in November. So after my 21st birthday, you know, I lost my mother. Found out I was pregnant with my daughter, and you know what? None of my parents never got a chance to see my daughter or my baby son. So. Every day that go by, you know, I reflect on that, and I told my father when I was 4 what I wanted to be in life, and I was a professional football player. And to this day, it was like when I signed this deal as a rookie, it was a special moment because, you know, physically they wasn't here to see me do it, and my father always believed in me and everything, and my mother believed in me, and when I signed it as a rookie, it was, you know, man, I made it, Daddy. You know, I made it, Mama, you know. Now looking at, you know, once I signed Dilson, it was like a whole different league now. It's like everything I done worked for in life, you know, this is what I worked for. This is what I worked for. And sometimes people take it for granted. I don't care how mad you are with your parents or your brother, your sibling, your friend, you know, but don't take life for granted. And that's something I cherish every day of. You know, when I look at wake up and see my wife and my kids, man, that's something I have to cherish every day of because I know how quick it's here and how quick it can go. And for my parents not to be here physically with me, to enjoy this moment with me, yeah, that bothered me. That definitely bothered me because of my daddy was a big inspiration to my life. I have one other brother, and we always talk about, you know, our parents and everything. My father made me out who I am. from the athlete to the man to the funny, to the loving person. It was all taken after my father. You know, I always looked at him and I wanted to be like my father. And I just wish he was here physically, you know, to enjoy this time with me. I know we'll probably be somewhere fishing because my dad was a big-time fisherman. And he was a bigger Pittsburgh Steelers fan. So, but by now, he would have traded in his Pittsburgh Steelers jacket for a Patriot jacket. I'm pretty sure of that. But that he was everything to me, and he the one who got me to this point. How hard I worked over the years to prove people wrong, people that I grew up with, what I went through in my life, what I went through when, you know, before I went to college, and people saying that I never go to college, never be anything, from all that stuff. All that stuff drives me to this day. And you know what? I could sit back and I had a last laugh, because the same people who doubted me now is going to pat me on my back. But I don't forget about nothing. I don't forget. I remember everything. I forgive, but I never forget, you know, and that's where it is. I mean, that's how I live my life, man. Like I said, I just cherish every day of it because you never know when it's gone. And I definitely miss my parents. And for all you out there who have parents and you're going through stuff with your, you know, family members, friends, or whatever, man, just remember every day isn't promised to you. And you never know. One day you might wake up and something is gone from you. And you really don't know how much it meant to you. When it's gone, so you can't go without, you know.
Hello?
Hello? Are we there?
Yeah, my bad. My wife thought she could pick up the phone and start talking in the middle of your conference call.
But that, you know, that's what it is, man. I mean, that's everything I work for in life is here. And I work this hard, and you know I'm gonna continue to work harder. You know, so that's where we at right now.
Can we wrap it up with one or two final questions?
Just a quick question, having nothing to do with anything. Saw your truck in that that Reebok ad you're in. What kind of truck do you have, and when do you get it?
I got that truck last year in February last year. It's a Freightliner. Freightliner, it's like a baby 18-wheeler. That's my baby. Now that's the car I wanted. I wanted that car for 6 years. I think when I was in going to Indy 1 year or something, and I seen one of them on the side. It was the International, and I seen one, and I was like, man, I like that truck. I always liked the trucks, but I never wanted to get a truck like everybody else. I don't want an F-150. Everybody got that. 350. Everybody got that. So I seen this truck. So I was like, you know what? I told my wife then, I say, I want that truck. That's my next truck. And I got it last year, and it's in Florida right now. I got it out the weather, but hopefully I'll be bringing it back up to enjoy it this offseason.
Thanks, Vince.
Thanks, Vince.
Thanks, Vince. Congratulations,
Vince.
Thanks, guys.